Bill Hobson retires today. Why should you care? Well, Hobson has spent decades working to change the way our country treats homeless people. He steps down from his job as the executive director of Seattle's Downtown Emergency Service Center. This was sort of an accidental career for Hobson. In 1984, he was a college professor, but he decided he needed a radical change. So he took a job at the homeless shelter in downtown Seattle, the one that worked with the people hardest to serve.
I never intended to stay longer than a year, but here I still are.
Hobson became executive director of the agency 4 years later. During his more than three decades at DESC, Hobson helped to pioneer a radical philosophy called housing first. In other words, provide housing before you deal with other pressing mental or physical issues. Housing first is now a federally supported model. Hobson says the seeds of the program came to him after he met one particular woman.
Well, a 24-year-old woman who was living with schizophrenic illness, who was addicted to crack. She was HIV positive, and she was pregnant.
Oh.
And I had already had this idea that DESC needs to do housing because the solution to homelessness is a home. And it was a kind of an aha moment for me that if all we did was get that person housing, and we didn't do anything to help her manage the challenges in her life, the likelihood of her being successful was pretty remote. And it caused me to start thinking about supported housing.
So did supported housing come before housing first?
Yes, it did. Housing first has a little bit more to do with the method of selection and the method of conducting supportive assistance. A good friend of mine said, you don't have to be an English major to understand housing first. Housing first, not sobriety first. It's not a reward for clinical success, not connecting with the mental health case manager if you're living with a major mental disorder. It is housing first, and it's sort of predicated on a belief that if you eliminate the chaos of homelessness from a person's life, if you get rid of all the craziness that homeless people have to endure when they're living on the streets or in shelters, where they're almost monomaniacally preoccupied with survival, if you eliminate that, hey, that game is over, survival is assured, it provides a more stable foundation for people to begin to address their challenges and make serious changes in their lives.
When you first came up with this plan that shifted the whole mission of DESC, Housing First was novel. It was a little bit controversial, maybe a lot controversial. At this point, it's kind of a national assumption that this is what we do. How do you feel about that evolution and attitude?
It's one of the things I think I am proudest of DESC for doing. We were one of the early national pioneers, and a lot of people had their nose out of joint when they really got their minds around the concept. Now it's policy coin of the realm for the federal government and for state governments and for local governments. And, yeah, I kind of like it. It's a good thing for DESC to have been out there willing to take the risk, willing to try something that was sort of out-of-the-box thinking back in the mid to late 90s.
What would you say to the folks who dismissed the Housing First idea initially?
Neener, neener, neener. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, I think that there are some folks who believe that homelessness is always going to be with us. Do you agree?
Of course not. I'm old enough to know that we haven't had a significant homeless problem, that it doesn't have to be this way, that with the right sort of attention from the public, principally, we absolutely can end this problem. I don't want to minimize what that is going to take. It's going to cost a lot of money, a ton more than we're currently spending in Seattle or anywhere else in the country. I fear if we don't do that, we're going to see a continued increase in the number of homeless people on the street. I think that's unfortunate in so many different ways. Just first of all, from a humanistic point of view, we just absolutely shouldn't allow a situation where a 50-year-old woman living with bipolar disorder has to sleep in a tent on state land or stay in emergency shelters or wander the streets of our inner cities. This is just inexcusable in a country like the United States, in particular in a city like Seattle, which is by and large one of the wealthier cities in the country.
And there's still that need to be innovative and be challenging because, as we've just said, this problem has not been solved. There are still thousands of people on the streets of Seattle, let alone the country. How do you feel about leaving this field?
It's a disappointment for me. I really wished that we had been far more successful in the first 10-year plan and had produced a dramatic reduction in homelessness. I think I understand the reasons why we didn't. I think the citizens of Seattle and King County need to make their minds up. Do you just simply want to accept that homelessness is here, then stop complaining about seeing homeless people doing whatever they do that is offensive to you, because live with it. You own it. I'd like to believe, and I really do believe, this is a pretty compassionate town. And it's one of the reasons I've continued to live here. I love Seattle. I love the citizens of Seattle. I think they're reasonable, fair-minded, and a pretty well-educated group of people. And I want to believe they won't permit this to continue.
After 31 years at DESC, Bill Hobson retires today at the age of 76. He told me he plans to sit on the porch, drink scotch, and watch the sunset for a while at least. It's hard to imagine him sitting still for very long.